Hey guys, welcome back to New York Girl Talk.
Yes,
Rach and I are
welcome.
here. Yeah, Rach and I are here. It's Monday. I know last week we had an episode with just me, probably disappointed everyone because Rach wasn't here, but we really wanted to get a little episode out, and I know it was a little bit delayed, but we still got it out, which was great.
Yes,
And
thank you, Sarah, for doing that.
Now we're trying something new with the audio. I know literally it bothered me so much the past couple of times when literally our audio situation was not working out. Sometimes Anchor can be difficult to work with, not gonna lie. I know like it probably the ad for Anchor is gonna play right after we finish talking.
Oh my God.
But let me just say,
That's
Anchor can
funny.
be a little bit hard to work with. So we're trying something new with the audio. Hopefully it's good. We're still in different states. But I guess we can talk about like how our weekend was, huh, Rach?
Yes. Okay. So yeah, we're gonna do highlights and lowlights like we've been starting out with the last few episodes. So my weekend was pretty good. I had a hard week, just with school and some like personal stuff and just like life inconveniences. But then this weekend was really nice. I went down to Arkansas for a church retreat with just some of my good friends and just people in my church, and it was just a super nice time. There was no cell service, which was like kind of upsetting because I'm used to like, oh, if there's no service, it's like whatever, you can just like walk somewhere and like get service, you know? But like this was like no service. Like it was my first time going to this, and I was like under the impression that there would be a way to get service, and there was not. So I
Oh
was
my
like,
gosh.
okay, this is kind of concerning. I mean, the people that like were in charge had like a way to contact, obviously, if there was like an emergency, but like most of us had no service. So it was like definitely a time that just forced me to like connect with myself and just some good friends on like a deeper level. And it was just a super awesome weekend. So now I'm kind of getting back into the flow of like just life and school and writing papers and all that. What about you, Sarah?
Okay, it's kind of funny because when you started talking about that, for some reason I thought you were talking about like church service, like there was no service. And I was like, what is she talking about? But
Oh
for me,
my gosh. That's
I think I talked about it in an episode that literally my lowlights were the fact that last week was hard. Last week was hard and weird for literally everyone that I know. And I was like checking in with my friends and coworkers and whatever, and they were all just like, this week is horrible. Like, I literally don't know why. So I thought that was kind of funny. I was like, we're all like simultaneously
It's funny
suffering.
how that works. Yeah, it's so weird how that works.
Yeah, so I was like, damn, I guess we all got to get through this. But I had a really, I don't know, like I guess a mentally exhausting weekend as well, because I had a calc test on that was due yesterday actually, and so on Saturday I was studying for it all day long, and unfortunately I had some other things going on in my personal life that were kind of stressing me out, and then I ended up like going to a coffee shop to study with my brother, and we knocked out a couple things off of our to-do list, and then I actually had a bunch of friends over on Saturday night for dinner, so that was really nice in terms of like connecting with
Oh, that's
people.
fun.
And then literally I was so tired that I had to call out of work on Sunday, and I think I probably slept until like 1 p.m. because I was literally just so tired. So I didn't feel great,
Wow.
felt kind of gross. But then I kind of buckled down, studied for my exam, got it done, and then we can move into my highlight, which right after I was done with that, I started writing, which I think I was telling Rach about this, that I think both of us really like to write. And so I have always written a lot. And I think sometimes one thing is that it can be really overwhelming. Like when you have a lot of feelings that you're feeling, it can be so much that like you can't reel it all in to like write it down, if that makes sense. So I guess I was feeling a lot of things in the past couple of weeks, and didn't find the strength in me to like write it all down. But I started doing that about like 10 days ago, about like a specific scenario in my life, and I ended up writing like literally 20 pages of feelings and like writing in a poetic way that tells a story. And I feel like for me, that's something that I can step back at and look at it and be like, wow, like that's so beautiful. And that's so like, that's just like stunningly incredible, you know? So like, I think that's kind of a highlight of my week, honestly, because one thing is that when you write all your feelings down, like it makes you feel so much lighter just as a person, like in carrying yourself, you feel so much lighter. And then the other thing is that I felt proud of myself because I wrote it in such a profound way. And like, I don't know, that just made me feel really good. So yeah.
No, that's awesome. Writing really does like do that, where it just like, even though you're not, it's great like if you don't have someone to tell, which I mean hopefully we all do have someone that we can tell things, but also there's some things that like we just need to keep to ourselves but also get off our chest, if that makes sense. And writing's so good for that.
Yeah, that's exactly it, because like, you know, you have your friends and you have a support system. And like, I actually just came across a video, this girl talking about how like healing is lonely. And like, I came across this video yesterday and she was like, no one talks about how like, you could have a whole support system. You could have like, you know, 5 best friends who are always checking in on you. And she said, like, I do have like 3-4 friends who are like, always checking in on me, and they're always so caring and loving and kind, and like, you know, are always trying to get me out of my shell and to do healthy things and create healthy habits for myself. And she was like, even if you have all that, you can still feel so lonely, because healing is a lonely process. And that's literally just like the nature of healing too, you know, like it's just, it's something that you have to do with yourself. Like you really have to grapple with your own thoughts and feelings and emotions and like work through it, you know? So I just, I don't know, in some way it was comforting to come across that video, because I was like, she's so right. Like healing is literally lonely, and it's the way it's supposed to be, you know? So, I mean, another thing that I guess we could segue into our little podcast episode topic. But you know, writing things down kind of gives you a chance to take a step back and look at yourself in a different way. Even though you're the one writing that, it allows you to learn a little more about yourself and develop confidence. So, so we're going to talk in this episode about confidence. I know that was one thing that, I think we had seen in like the little question box that we posted a while ago. And so had multiple people saying that confidence was something that they struggled with and that they wanted to hear us talk about it. Maybe it's because we're relatable teenagers, Rach.
I know, we're so, so relatable, right?
We're so relatable. But so
no.
Yeah.
But anyways, like, so we had kind of 2 like general things you wanted to talk about. The big one was like internal confidence, and just because this is such a transitional time, if you're like college age or high school age or just out of college, where it's like, okay, like I'm getting my first big girl job, or I'm going into this really awesome college where there's a lot of super smart people, or you know, all those situations. And then so we basically just wanted to have a conversation about that.
Yeah, it's such a broad topic. That's why I feel like we're gonna try to like talk about the things that are most relevant to us. So like one thing, Rich and I were literally sitting here being like, okay, like literally what area of confidence is most relevant to us? And we kind of wanted to start off like talking about like school and work confidence, like confidence in the workplace, confidence in school. And I think I genuinely feel like even if you're literally the smartest person alive, like that is something that like you will always struggle with. Like I almost feel like it's just part of human nature to just feel inferior sometimes, you know, like it's kind of impossible to feel like you have it all together and you're completely capable 24/7, you know? And
like, cause no one is.
Exactly. Like literally I think that's, no one is. That's one thing. Cause like literally half the time, like social media plays such a big role in this, but that's a whole other topic.
I was about to say that.
I just feel like literally our society forces people to like look at each other and define ourselves and our level of confidence based on that. And like, you know, that relates to physical confidence as well. Like I think social media may be more like relevant in that area of confidence, but like even in terms of like confidence in the workplace, like you see people hanging out with your coworkers and they're like, oh wow, like she must like be such a big person in her office, like she must be the favorite intern or whatever. But like, even beyond that, I think, like, for me, someone who has so much anxiety, as someone who is also very confident, it's like kind of a funny dynamic. Because, and I think with both of us, Rach, actually, like, we both have so much anxiety and we're also like really confident. So, you know, I think for me, like, it will always hit me that, like, okay, like, I feel like I am incapable in this area, but like, I think a lot of times I can get into my head about it and just kind of like keep convincing myself that I'm not capable of it, even if it's just like a very brief feeling, you know?
I definitely agree.
Yeah, so like, even with that, like, what I'm trying to say is that like, literally everyone deals with feeling incapable and, you know, inferior at some point, even if they are very confident people. And that's just something that, like, no one's going to talk about that, you know, like, unless they're your best friend. So I think, like, one thing is, like, coming to terms with the fact that, like, literally everyone is struggling, you know? My friends talk about it a lot, that, like, part of adulting is accepting that literally everyone is hurting and everyone is healing and everyone's dealing with struggles in their life. And, like, once you kind of come to that point of realizing, like, hey, we're all in the same boat, you kind of understand that you don't have to feel inferior, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, so basically, I guess a good summary of our first point is you're not alone.
Yeah.
That's what I got from everything Sarah was saying, is basically just, like, know that you're not alone and struggling with confidence, whether it's physical or whether it's internal, more like your personality or your character. Both are valid struggles and both are things everyone struggles with. And something I wanted to touch on super quick, Sarah and I kind of decided before this episode, we weren't going to take a lot of time on talking about physical confidence. And the reasoning for that is, and that might be kind of like controversial, isn't the right word, but, you know, it's not that that's not important. It's just something that, like, and it's going to sound cheesy because everyone says this, but if you really look at history at all, or you look at even our current society, beauty standards are constantly changing and they're being dictated by companies and by people wanting to sell things or by art or whatever. And they truly, like, don't matter. Like, the beauty standards in America or whatever country you're listening from, like, it's just not something of substance to be concerned with.
Literally gotta love our capitalist society.
Anyway, but, so I just wanted to touch on that really quick.
Yeah, I think, okay, so one thing is also, like, personally, I've never struggled with physical confidence. Like, I think part of that is also being homeschooled and not, like, constantly being in public school with, like, literally 300 other kids the same age as me and seeing how they dress and what their facial structure is like and, like, I don't know, what their body type is like stuff like that. Like, I was never thinking about that because I was homeschooled and was constantly interacting with so many kids of different ages and different backgrounds that physical confidence didn't matter that much to me. And I think, honestly, I feel like that was a good starting point because now, like, I'm a teenager, close to being an adult, and I don't feel inferior physically at all. And I don't know, I think that also has a lot to do with how you're raised and everything. Like, there's so many factors that go into that. But one key thing is that literal physical confidence comes from loving yourself inside. And, like, that also sounds really cheesy, but, like, the reality is that, like I think about this a lot with like being in a relationship. Like, literally, you could be with someone who's not typically, like, stereotypically attractive, but, like, you could be so physically attracted to them if you're really emotionally bonded to them. So, like, in that same way, like, you need to be emotionally bonded to yourself and emotionally confident, mentally confident, and stable to the point where, like, you will end up liking what you look like and liking your physical features.
Yeah.
So I think that's all we'll say about that.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to think about it.
So, I mean, the other thing is that we could talk about kind of maybe certain things that we do to, like, I guess, convince ourselves that we are capable in, like, school and, like, the workplace. I feel like sometimes there are really simple things that you can fix if you are lacking and, like, you know, given that you're able to recognize them. In terms of school, like if you're constantly feeling inferior because of how you're comparing to your classmates, like grades and stuff, like I feel like that's a pretty simple fix and like finding the root of the issue there. But I think,
yeah,
again, like one thing that I'll think about a lot, because, you know, I am generally very competitive academically and like tend to surround myself around people who are like academically competitive as well, that can get like so overwhelming. And so I think one thing is really just taking a step back and recognizing that you're an individual and like you are different, and like that in itself is like special, and you should be confident about that. Because genuinely, like there are some people who may be academically successful, but they have absolutely no personality. And so for me, it's like, damn, like if I'm able to be academically successful and I have like, you know, 3-4 different hobbies, I play 3-4 different sports, and like, you know, I just have so many interesting things to say, like that's a reason to be confident for me. I'm like, wait, for a second, I don't really care how I compare you academically, because I'm thinking about something that means so much more than that, you know? Like you really start to think like, how successful are these people gonna be, these people who are so academically competitive, like how successful are they gonna be in the real world if they're not, you know, if they don't have a high IQ and high EQ, you know, emotional
for sure. And that's something that's so, it's so interesting, because like we could talk about this forever, because academic success and academic confidence, people come from so many, like there's a whole spectrum on this, because it's like there's just so many combinations of things you could be when it comes to academics. And something, my personal experience, I'll share, just I've always been someone that like did get good grades, but also like I really struggled when I for some reason wouldn't, because my parents are very smart and they always kind of, there was an unhealthy emphasis on grades, at least from my mom. And she's an awesome person, and that wasn't her intention, but that was something I struggled with, just being like, oh, like putting my worth in academics. And I think just realizing what Sarah said and being like, okay, yeah, I can totally like apply myself to academics and be smart and whatever, but also like enjoy other things and sports and these other things that are just as valuable, and you can gain knowledge, not just from academics. So just because you're not going to A's all the time doesn't mean you shouldn't be academically confident. As long as you're doing your personal best, you have a personality and you're a lifelong learner, you're wanting to learn, it doesn't matter if you're getting C's. Like if you want to learn and you're doing your best, like you should be confident and you should be so proud of yourself.
Yeah, and I feel like the other part of that is like recognizing like the value of like those grades, the value of your GPA. Like I think about it a lot, like literally who in the world decided that like we should be given these grades of A, B, C, D, or F? Like who came up with that? Like to me, that's like, that's so rude. Like what, like why? And that feels so robotic to me, you know? Funny. But like, I feel like one thing is like recognizing no one's not going to be friends with you just because you have like a 3.5 GPA instead of a 4.0. And like, when you connect that to like for me, I have a lot of anxiety about my future. So like I start to think, oh my God, if I don't have like an incredible weighted GPA, like I'm not going to get a job. But in reality, like one thing is that when you're getting hired, they look at like only your first or second jobs will look at your GPA after you graduate college. And after that, like the jobs after that, your third and fourth and fifth jobs, like are only going to look at, you know, your jobs before that and the experience that you have. And so to me, that's one thing that has pushed me to find valuable experiences and meaningful experiences that I can talk about in order to make it clear that like, hey, yeah, I am academically successful and competitive, but at the same time, I know that there are things that matter so much more than that. And like, that is what makes me feel fulfilled and capable. And I guess we could segue into, workplace confidence. I feel like one thing that I've kind of learned is so important in the internship that I'm doing right now is that like your workplace is supposed to be healthy to the point where you're able to recognize how you're growing And it is a priority that you are flourishing. And so like one thing that's emphasized a lot in the lab that I'm interning in is learning and learning from your mistakes and learning from other people. And so there's not really room for me right now to be like, you know, feeling inferior or like not have confidence, because I know that like it's a process where I'm learning and I am trying to achieve this goal of, you know, getting to the next level mentally and, you know, genuinely just attaining knowledge. And so I feel like if you're not confident in your workplace, maybe we need to start thinking about if it's a healthy workplace or like
that's a good question to ask, seriously.
Yeah. And like, maybe you need to start questioning, like, if that's the right place for you. Like, if no one is fostering your curiosity and your, you know, I don't know, motivation to learn and grow from that experience, then like we need to question what kind of environment you're in, you know? Like no one should be feeling not confident because of like their workplace and like, you know, the position that they hold at this company or this office or whatever. And like for me, I feel like I really appreciate that like there's barely any hierarchy in like the lab that I'm interning in. Like there is a lead professor who like has his own office that's like separated from the lab, where like all these postdoc fellows have their desks like right next to their bench space. But like there's no hierarchy in terms of like that lead professor is so caring towards everyone and like is checking in on everyone and making sure that like everyone is, you know, achieving their goals and feeling good about it, you know?
Yeah. That's really good. No. For work confidence, I would honestly just say, surround yourself. Honestly, everything Sarah said, ask yourself questions like, are my coworkers building me up? Is this a healthy environment? And then, I mean, it's the real world. Like, obviously, every environment's not always going to be perfect. And then also, once you ask yourself those questions about the workplace, ask yourself questions of like, am I also coming to work with a good mindset? Am I helping cultivate this environment and making it like a positive thing for my coworkers, you know, and recognizing your part in that, not just wanting everyone else to serve you and make you confident, and just, and also recognizing every single person messes up. I think that's a hard thing in the transition from school to work, because like when you graduate high school and go into work or graduate college and work, it's like hard when it's like, oh wait, there was room to fail in school. There's not room to fail in a lab, or there's not room to fail in a corporate environment. When the truth is there is, because every single person's human, even if they're a CEO, and I promise you they've messed up too. So I think that's really important to remember.
Yeah, that's so true. And like, honestly, I feel like I encourage everyone to like take the action that you need to take in order to create an environment that fosters confidence. Like everyone should be feeling good about, you know, going into school, going into work, and feeling confident in whatever they're doing in those areas. And like, you know, I feel like it's so easy for people like me and Rach to like call people out when like, you know, maybe they're contributing to a not so great work environment, but like not everyone feels, you know, maybe strong-headed enough to do that. But like, that's definitely something like take the action that you need to take to be able to create a positive environment for yourself. Sure. And you know, that in itself will give you confidence, you know? So like, I think it's all just a work in progress. And really just taking a step back to consider everything that you need to do, and everything you need to think in terms of your mindset and able to achieve that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. Please, we're going to leave a question box. So please let us know if you have any further questions about confidence or if you have any just like other topic ideas. And yeah, we'd love to know. I had a lot of fun discussing this with Sarah, because she's honestly, ever since I met her and she was really young, been such a confident person. And that's really been helpful for me. So I think it was a really cool conversation.
I know. Yeah. And I feel like even though we're such confident people, like we keep growing, and like that's exactly what you want in your life. Like you can reach this level of confidence, but like to be able to maintain that confidence, you got to keep growing. So yeah, I love talking about it too. So this was a nice episode. We're so glad if you're still here and you're listening. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.